Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in Texas and we would like to get your opinion on a confidential basis. On a confidential basis. Sorry, we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call might be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything for you. And we will really appreciate your help. Am I speaking to Josephine?
Yes, this is Josephine.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in this address?
Yes.
We have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather to complete the survey in English or Spanish?
Either one. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, if you have to choose one, which one would you choose?
I'm more confident, I think, in English.
Okay, thank you.
But I do
before
speak
we begin
Spanish fluently.
Okay, thank you. Before we
way
begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I am. I'm in my home.
Thank you so much. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
In which county in Texas do you currently live?
I believe it's Cameron County.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
All calls on a cell. I don't have a home phone number, a phone in the house.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No. No one.
Thank you so much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, can you please confirm to me in what year were you born?
I was born in 1950.
Thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Hispanic or Latino?
Mexican-American.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade that you have completed?
I completed 2 years of college, high school, and then I got 2 years of college.
Thank you. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Biden-Harris administration is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, some strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I'm kind of debating right now. I'm kind of not sure, to be honest with you. I've always voted Democrat, but like I say, I'm not very pleased with Biden and Biden this time, so I don't know whether to, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, to be honest.
Would you say that you are leaning more towards the Democratic side or the Republican side?
I'm kind of leaning towards the Republican side. Like I say, I've never voted Republican, I've always been a Democrat, but that's how I'm feeling this election. Been the first that I've ever felt that way.
Thank you. Now I would like to read some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of that person. Next, tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that person. if I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First, we have Vicente Gonzalez, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Well, I've heard of his name, but not too familiar with him. But I have heard his name, but I don't know much about him.
Thank you. Now we have Alejandro Mayorkas, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard of.
I never heard of him. No opinion, yeah, I've not heard of him.
Next we have Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat very unfavorable. No opinion, never heard of.
Some favorable.
Sorry, will you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Now we have Myra Flores. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
I heard her name, but I have no opinion of her because I just saw. Yeah, hold on a minute. I'm going to warm him up for you. I'm going to make your coffee, okay, and then I warm him up. So give me a minute. Okay,
next
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. Next, we have Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Border security, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, crime and public safety, national security and foreign affairs, taxes, education, abortion, climate change, fentanyl and drug addiction?
I think it's very important to the economy and, the economy and
Thank
the safety,
you.
The country.
Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I would say 9.
Thank you so much. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Oh, I can say right now I'm kind of iffy on both. I'm not sure. I like Harris, but, you know, when Donald Trump was president, the economy was good. Even though I don't like the man. Oh, all right, I don't know. I really don't know him too well, but anyway. That's all I
Next,
feel.
If the election for the U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom will you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Oh, I would think, I never heard of that other person, the Democrat person.
Okay,
did you say
so
who her name was?
Ted Cruz, Republican, and Colleen Allred, Democrat.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not heard her name. I'm sorry. So I've heard of Ted Cruz, though.
Okay, so would you say that you will lean to vote for him?
If I vote Republican, I will, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know that one.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Vicente.
Thank you. Would you say that probably or definitely Gonzalez?
Probably.
Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to read to you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
What was the question again? What was the to vote for?
Sorry. It says, after I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him in the U.S. Congress. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Less likely to vote. I mean,
would you say
I'm all for helping people, but not there's too many immigrants walking in here, and they're getting the benefit that people that are from here don't get.
Okay, will you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less likely.
Will you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
The American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you.
Despite the crisis, are we almost done? Because I'm...
Yes, we're almost done, sorry. We are 75%. I am going to be as quick as possible.
Only because my husband has dementia and I have to attend to him.
Okay, I really appreciate your time, so I am going to be fast. Despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration's border policies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Vicente Gonzalez
has accepted all that.
Thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you have some more information, and if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom will you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores.
Thank you so much. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes. This is the last thing that I'm going to ask to you. These are the last questions. In Politicas today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'd like to say I've always been Democrat.
Would you say you are a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong right now.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I would say conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat. Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you so much. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
I'm retired. I take care of my husband. He has dementia.
Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English, but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish, but some English, only Spanish at home?
I would say pretty much even, both English and Spanish. Mostly English, I would say. I would have to say mostly English.
Regardless of how you feel today, how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Sorry. Okay, thank you.
All righty.
This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Have a nice day. Thank you for your time.